says now, Tono, v'chatzi chatziayu. The kopon comes up. Yechinen shear is those six beitzim. Comes out to be the shear of six eggs. That's how much challah you have to have for a mosen shtei sudis. Two sudis is called the shear of six eggs. You have to have enough bread the size of six eggs.
That's what she says here. Rabbi hasn't said yet.
Mortono v'chatzi chatzi chatziayu letomei tumas eichlin. There's another shear. Our Mishnah so far only says three shearim. That two sudis is for Ruvit Chumim. One sud is for Beisam Nuga. Half of the sud is for Lifslos Agri. If you eat the food, you become Tommy. Now there's another shear. Like a quarter of the sud. Half of that is Letame Tumas Eichem. Let's say you have a piece of food here. And a sheretz, a Tommy de Gazach, touches the food. How big does the food have to be to Makabel Tumah? There's a shear for that also. It has to be the shear a quarter of the sud, which is usually the size of a Beitza. Trashi v'chatzi chatzi chatziayu l'tomei tumas eichlin. Rav Yechanan Bruch k'di yisle, dainu k'beitza chos revia. That's one egg, a little bit less than an egg. Shireihu shir b'kika shiroi v'katzi l'machatiyah. The Rashi says here, yenimtza kikam punyin roi v'kav v'hein vov beitzim. According to Rav Yechanan, the shir of mozen shtei sud is how much bread you have to use to nu v'tchumim, and that's the loch, and that's to be the size of six eggs. Six eggs, that's called two sudis. Now, chatziayu, half of that is for beisam nuga, that's gimel beitzim. How long it takes you to eat three eggs, that's how long you have to be in the house to matam yibagodim. Beisam nuga. The chatzi chatziayu, that's beitzim machsov, lisplos agriya. If you eat amount of food, tomatik of food, an egg and a half worth of food, that's matam yaguf. Now, latumas oichlin, if a tome touches the oichel, how much oichel has to be there that oichel is makabu tumo? Latumas oichlin, gimel reviya beitzim. Three quarters of an egg. That's the way it comes out according to Rabbi Yechidin. Well, Rabbi Shimon, Shashir, B'kikah, Megimul, Akav, Kikah, Shleimah, Ches, Beitzim, Chatz, Yedalet, Chatz, Chatz, Yebeiz, Chatz, Chatz, Yel, Beitzah. According to Rabbi Shimon, it comes out, the shear to Mekabel Tumah, that's usually the shear we always say, the shear of a Beitzah. If you have enough food, the size of a Beitzah worth of food, now a sheretz touches that food, it's Mekabel Tumah. Fed Gemara, B'zoi, V'tana, Didan, my time, Letoni. How come our Mishnah didn't say this last case? Like, the Mishnah is saying two, then one, then a half. So why didn't the Mishnah say a fourth case, which is a quarter of a Sudan? Why didn't it say this Kiddush, that an Eichel, the size of a quarter of a Sudan, one Beitz is worth of an Eichel, if a Tumah touches, Mekabel Tumah. Letoni, the more Tumas Eichlin, and the more the Teretz says, my time, Letoni, Tumas Eichlin, Mishum Dleshavish Yurayu Ladodi. It's not really exactly a half of the shear before. There's a little bit of a difference. The Tanya, like we learned, Kama shear chatzi pras. How much is the shear of a chatzi pras? How much is this chatzi pras? Base beitzim, size of two eggs. Size of two eggs. That's a half of a loaf of bread. Chosa kim, missing a little bit. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda shita. Rabbi Yosi yomer base beitzim soichus. Exact like squashed together two eggs. That's the shear. Shear Rebbe, and Rebbe made a shear, and it says, Deis beitzim v'yoid. It came out a little bit more, two eggs and a little bit more. Kama v'yoid, how much more than two eggs is it? Is the shear of a chatzi pras. Now, chatzi pras, that's the shear of one suda, that's for beis amnuga. And how much is this oidi extra? Echod miyesum beitzim, 1/20 of an egg. Yeah, now, v'ilu, once again, chatzi pras, half pras, that's the third shear in the Mishnah. That's called half of a suda. That's the shear to lisplos agviya. If you eat this much food, tomato dick of food, it's matam of the goof. So last shear was two beitzim. If you eat two beitzim worth of tomato dick of food, it's matam of the goof. Now, vilu garbitumas oichlin. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, how much food has to be there when the sheretz touches this food, the food is makabel tumah? Rabbi Nosen, Rabbi Doisa, Omru, they both say kebetza. They say the size of an egg. Now, Shomru, kemoyu kliposei. That it says a beitza's worth of food is makabel tumah, it means the way it is with its klipa. Now, it's a little bit more. It has to be an egg with the shell around the egg. No, the way an egg is a shelled egg. Take off the shell. The way a shelled egg is, that's how much food you have to have to makabel tumah. So you see, it's not exactly half of the one before. Because before chatzi pras, we said some says beis beitzim chosakima. Here we have before it's a little bit two eggs missing something. Whereas the other sheet was it's two eggs and a little bit more. And now the shear of a chatzi, half of that is not exact. Because here the shear to Makabel Tum is a Beitza. So you see, the shear is not exact. That's why our Tana didn't want to say it's a half of the shear before. It's not exactly a half. The shear before is either a little bit more than 2 eggs or a little bit less than 2 eggs. And half of that should be either a little bit less than 1 egg or a little bit more than 1 egg. And here the din is not like that. How much food do you have to have to Makabel Tum of the shear of an egg? Either the shaylah is with its shell or without its shell. So I call upon him, since it's not exactly a half, therefore our Tana doesn't say it. I mean, it's not so sure why the Brisa does say it, because it's pretty close. But our Tana only wants to say exactly that's exactly. Omar Rafris Bapop, Omar Chizda. Zu divri Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yosi. This is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. Abu Chachom Chachom Holdo, Kebeitzo Machza Seichis. No, you have to have, how much food you have to have to Makabel Tumlam, the size of a beitz and a half. Seichis means close together. They have to be very tight together. So Rashi says, no, Rashi says, Zu divri Rabbi Yehuda, hach braisa de chatzi pras liel. The braisa says the shear of a chatzi pras. That was the last shear of our Mishnah. How much do you have to eat in order to matama yaguf? So before we had the shurim was 2 beitzin. Now it's saying, Rabbi Yechon, now it's saying, no, Chom say, ke beitzo machza. If you eat an egg and a half worth of tamadika food, then your guf becomes tamadik. That's a chum shita. You don't have to eat 2 beitzins worth of tamadika food. If you only eat an egg and a half worth of tamadika food, your body becomes tummy. Midi rabbonin, that you're not allowed to eat truma. Vaita. Oman chachom, who are these chachomim? Rabbi Yechonim Mevruka. Comes out good according to Rabbi Yechonim Mevruka. Shrashi, if you're kimna alibu, the vikika sharoi vakav, vav beitzim, shir liyeru. As according to Rabbi Yechonim Mevruka, the shir of 2 sudis, that you need to make an Rubit Chumim is, that's the shear of 6 eggs. So 6 eggs, that's 2 sudis. Chatziayu, half of that, for Beis Hamnuga, is Gimel. It's 3 eggs. If you ate in the house, the shear of eating 3 eggs, that's Matama, your clothing. Chatzi Chatziayu, now half of that, our Mishnah says is, the shear if you eat it, it's Matama, your guf. Now half of 3 is 1.5. So now that's the Chum say here, that eating an egg and a half worth of tamdik and food is mtam yaguf, that comes a good according to Rabbi Yechonim Mevruka. For the more pshita, avade, the cheshbon shtim is very good. He starts off with 6 eggs is 2 sudis, 1 sud is 3 eggs, and half of that is 1.5. So pshita is Rabbi Yechonim shita. More seichel is off osla shminin. It's come to tell you the eggs have to be very close together. Like seichel, like squashed together. That's the chiddush here. Right. Kiyosi Rabdimu, when Rabdimu came, Omar, he said over, Maisa happened that Shiga Bunim, name of a person, Joshem Lish, name of a person, this guy Bunim, he sent to Rebbe, Moidina de Kondisa, Joshi Shem Haso, he sent him a measurement, the size of a saw, the Minu Uso, that it came from this place, Maisa Mokum. Now, the Shia Rebbe, and Rebbe measured it, and it came out to hold, this saw held, Mosin, 200, Vishiva Asara Bayan. 217 eggs. That's how many eggs fit into the saw. Is Fred Gemara high saw the Hechi. What kind of saw, what kind of measurement is this? Either Midbarius, if you want to measure with Midbarius how the measurement was when Klai Yisrael was still in the Midbar, Luchura saw should only have Kuf Mem Dald Hevi. Should only be 144. How come you say here was 217? Read Yerushalmis. That's a new shlein that had a different, like we'll see later. They added on another 6 to it. Of a zoi kufayin gimel heavily, shown to be 173. But how do you get 217? Viditzi purus, that's another shear. Later on, they even added on another 3rd to that to make the shear bigger. So now the saw is more of a raised zayin heaven. It's only 207. So there's still 10 too much. So the marliyelam the tziporis. I'll tell you really, it's tziporis. So tziporis, that was a shear. That's this last year, which it should be 207. What are we doing with the extra 10? I see chalosa shadjulayil. The pshat was, he took the sheer chala from all these things and added onto it. For the Gemara, chalosa kam heaven, how much is the sheer of chala? 1/24. So of every 24 bread, you have to take off one. His chur divide 24 into 207. Timna, it's only 8. It was like a katsi botzle, still it's a little bit too much. Like, you have 217, it shouldn't be 217. It should only be 215, not 217. El Zemara, I see the oidois to Rebbe, Shadjin Alayu. Rebbe before said the shear was 2 beitzim and a little bit more. And before we said how much was a little bit more, it was 1/120th more. So add the 1/20th of these 207, now you get it. No, if you're going to add 1/20th of 215 now, it'll be much more than 2 eggs. So you're going to have more than 217 eggs. So how did that measurement of the saw only have 217? It's like a true, it's a little bit more, but since it's not 218 eggs, it's only 217 and a little bit more, a little bit more we don't cheshbon. So therefore it's good why that saw had 217 eggs. Saw Yerushalmis, with the saw they used in Yerushalayim, was Yisrael Medbor Yishtus. It was 1/6, they added a sixth to the measurement, more than the measurement they used when the Yidim were in the Midbar. Vishal Tziporis, later on they went to Tzipori, they also added on to the measurement there, Yisrael Yerushalmis Shtus. It's 1/6 more than the measurement they have in Yerushalmis. Nimtz, as it comes out, Shal Tziporis, the measurement now we use in Tzipori, is Yisrael Medborius. It's more than the measurement the Klai Yisrael used when they were in the Midbar, Shlish. It's 1/3 more. Fred Gemara, Shlish Deman, a third more of what? Elay Moshlish De Medborius, if you want to tell me Tziporis. Is 1/3 more than Midvarius? Michti. Shlish the Midvarius come heaven. How much is a third of the share of Midvarius? Are born Vitimnin. It's only 48. Vilu oitfo, shisin utlosa. How much more is Sipura than Midvarius? It's 63. So it doesn't come out good. If it's only 1/3, it should only be 48. And really it's 63, so it has to be more than a third. Vielu shlish to Yishalmis. It means that Tziporri is to add it on 1/3 to the shear of Yerushalmis. For the Gemara Shlishti Dei Kama, how much is a third of Yerushalmis? Yerushalmis, when you said before, it was Kufayin Gimel, 173. So how much is a third of 173? Hevi Chamishin V'timna. It's 58. Of Avizoi, Nochi Tilsa, 58 less than a third. Of Avizoi, V'ilu Oitfor, Shisan Atlosan. Now from 173, to 207, there's only 63. So it's more. So it's more than stam a third. Tziporri is more than a third more of Yerushalmis. Because a third of Yerushalmis more should only be 58. And really now we're jumping to 63. So it's more. Look, Tziporri is 207 is more than a third more of 173. Tomorrow, the Elo, what's the pshat here? How do we have the shear of Tziporri? Elo the Tziporri shlishti day. It means a third more than itself. Like divide 207 into threes, it's 1/3 more. That's a third more of the Yerushalmis. Come heaven, shivin nochi choda. It's 70 less than one. The ilu out for those, it's still not the cheshmer good. The ilu out for some gimel, it's 63 more. 63 plus, away, it's 173 and 63 is 207. So it doesn't stim yet. You can't say it's a third of itself more, because if a third of 207 is 70 al nochichad, 69, and really it's 63 more, so still something is missing. Elam Rav Yirmi Hochikom, this is what I mean to say. Nimtzis saw shel Tziporri. The measurement of Tziporri, that's the last measurement, the biggest measurement, a saw of that, Yisrael Midborius. It's more than the first measurement they used in the Midbar, Karav Lashlish Shalom. Kamat more, a little bit more, near a third of it itself. Now, a third of 207, we're saying, is Kamat 69. O Shlish Shalom, so that's good. Now, Shlish Shalom, a third of it itself, Karav Lamachs of the Midbaris. It's close to a half of the Midbaris. But I look at it. Nimsa saw Shal Tziporri Yisrael Midbaris Karav Lashlish Shalom. O Shlish Shalom, a third of it itself, is Karav Lamachs of the Midbaris. Like we're saying now, 69 is kamat half of the share of Midbarius. Because the share of Midbarius is how much? That was the first share. Midbarius was 144. So now 69 is pretty close to that. 69 is close to 144. Maskabla Ravina. Midi Karav Ketani. Does it say before in the Bryce it's near? It's near. It says clear, it's 1/3, so still it's not so good. Elam Ravina Hokikom, this is what I mean to say. Nimsa Shlish Shal Tziporri. If you take 1/3 of the measurement of Tziporri, Bibi Oidiyah Shal Rebbe, with the little bit more, the 1/20th, the Rebbe says it's more, Shal Rebbe, Yisera Master Shal Medborius. It comes out to be more than a half of the Shal Medborius. Yeah. Shlish. 1/3 more. Shlish Beitza. So coming now, what's left? Amr Ravina, Hakikama. Nimtza shlish sof Sipuri. A third of the measurement of Sipuri. Bivyayvish or Rebbe. If you add to it the 1/20th more that Rebbe adds to it, Yisera, it's more. Al machta shal medvarius. It's more than a half of medvarius. Shlish beitza. More by 1/3 beitza more, that's how much more it is. No, these are the cheshbonos. Tana Rabbanan, not the price. Reishis are with Sasteichem. The Pasuk says when you take off challah, when you have dough, when you need wheat, the chamesh saminim with water, you make a dough, you have to take off challah to give it to the kohen. How much dough, how much flour do you have to have a chiv and challah? The Pasuk says, Reishis are with Sasteichem. The beginning of an arisa. Now, today arisa Sasteichem. You have to have enough dough there to make an arisa. For the Gemara of